This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Members of the U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee will hold the first public hearings in the impeachment investigation of President Donald Trump on Wednesday. The AP's Rita Foley reports on the lineup of witnesses scheduled to testify.
Bill Taylor, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, has said what he found when he was sent to Kiev was alarming. An irregular channel of U.S. policymaking outside the official channel, run by, among others, President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Career Foreign Service Officer George Kent has previously testified that President Trump wanted to hear three words from Ukraine's president: investigations, Biden, and Clinton. On Friday, Marie Yovanovitch testifies, seen as a tough U.S. ambassador but recalled by President Trump during the time the U.S. was trying to root out corruption in Kiev. Rita Foley, Washington.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is recovering after undergoing a procedure to relieve pressure on his brain from linked to recent falls. The Carter Center, a nonprofit founded by Carter, announced on Twitter that there are no complications from the surgery and President Carter will remain in the hospital as long as advisable for observation. The 95-year-old Carter is the longest-living president in U.S. history. At least 16 people are dead after two speeding trains going in opposite directions collided in eastern Bangladesh Tuesday. A local official says about 40 people were injured in the crash. Train accidents are frequent occurrences in Bangladesh due to the poor maintenance of tracks and other railway infrastructure. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Army's use of the TikTok app raises concern on Capitol Hill. And AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more on the story.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is voicing concerns about the Army's use of a China-owned video app called TikTok. The Army's using the app as part of a new recruiting campaign. In a letter to Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy, Schumer points out that national security experts have raised concerns about TikTok's collection and handling of user data, including personal information. Schumer also notes that Chinese laws compel companies to cooperate with China's government and intelligence collection. A spokeswoman for the Army Secretary says the Army is aware of concerns about TikTok. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A cool change in the weather is bringing some relief for firefighters battling massive brush fires in eastern Australia, which destroyed 50 homes so far. Still, the New South Wales, Rural Fire Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says that the threat of more fires still exists.
So we've now got 17 fires at the Watch and Act alert level, which is indicative of dynamic situations still, and subject to the weather today, we could see some volatility and some change of that alert level across different fire grounds.
The commissioner said as of Tuesday there were no life-threatening injuries reported, and they have no reports of missing people, with dozens of fires still burning in the New South Wales area. Australia's highest court agreed Wednesday to hear an appeal from the most senior Catholic to be found guilty of sexually abusing children, giving Cardinal George Pell his last chance at getting his convictions overturned. Nearly a year ago, a unanimous jury found Pope Francis' former finance minister guilty of molesting two 13-year-old choir boys in Melbourne's St. Patrick's Cathedral back in the late 1990s, shortly after Pell became the Archbishop of Australia's second-largest city. The 78-year-old was sentenced to 6 years in prison back in March and is no longer a member of Francis' Council of Cardinals or a Vatican official. And former Bolivian President Evo Morales arrived Tuesday in Mexico, where he has been granted asylum. Morales requested asylum in Mexico hours after resigning from office Sunday in wake of protests over last month's disputed presidential election, which ended with him being declared the winner after partial results had predicted he would face a December runoff against former President Carlos Mesa, his main rival. An opposition leader in Bolivia's Senate declared herself the country's interim president on Tuesday after the resignation of the former leader, Morales. The U.S. government is calling for Bolivia's legislator to act quickly in his replacement. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.